You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Baby Soda Jazz Band, Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider, 19. That was done 2 years ago, 2010. I don't know why I'm using 19 here. I keep forgetting to set my century ahead, and maybe there's a reason for that. And what a group, and I want you to, everybody know who they are all over the place. They're going to have a new CD coming out too, but we're just enjoying what we have of them. And you had Peter Ford on the box bass and vocal, Jared Engel on banjo, Adrian Cunningham on clarinet, you had Emily Asher on trombone, and Kevin Lewis on this one. Yes, playing his cornet, trumpet. One of those, you know, whatever has a, you know, brass bell on it, he was playing. It sounded really good. And that was one wonderful night we had there, and enjoyed that so much. And they were great this year too. Missed Kevin, but everybody else sure did a great job. And anytime you have a chance to hear the Baby Soda Jazz Band, whom you can find links to on my Radiola site, I encourage you to seek them out and listen to them. Yes, Ida Sweet as Apple Cider, sure is. This is Radiola, and I have to plug. I'm not going to just plug myself this week. somebody plugs me, maybe with a 44, but that may be richly deserved too. So there's that. Speaking of our lovely city here, and home of Arthur Fields and myself and few other people you may have heard of, but not too many others. And we're trying to stay below the radar, and we're so low below the radar. They're picking us up on sonar. But here's the Haydn Glee Club of Utica. It's they're all Welsh. They're all Welsh singers, and you can tell from their particular approach to this music. But the Haydn Glee Club of Utica, New York, on Path A in 1919. The pilot, and of course they're referring to a river pilot, heading toward the light, and I've been heading toward the light my whole life, and it usually does come too soon.
Oh,
There's Benny Kruger's orchestra, Benny with his own group, of course, on Brunswick. Ernie Hare and Billy Jones singing There's Nobody Else But You, 1924. Nice sound on that. Before that, a band that did not record much, but I have both their records. They did, I think, one of the first recordings of the Charleston. Maybe not the first, but close to it. Arthur Gibbs and his gang, 1923 with Beale Street Mama. Oh, yeah, nice stuff there. And that's, not really hot, raw. It's more like a New York dance band, but definitely a black band. Very nice sounding. Before that, a bunch of Welsh guys in Utica naming an Austrian composer, the Haydn Glee Club of Utica, New York, The Pilot. Yes, 1919. This is Radiola, and everybody has to come from somewhere. You know, if you come from New York, you got people all over the place. So, whichever ones we get, we have to shout, give those requisite shout outs to them. And this is Radiola, and I'm shouting at the top of my voice, almost so you'd notice. The Grey Gull Studio. There's a few Grey Gulls coming up in this set, actually. The Grey Gull Studio Band with all the usual suspects, I'm guessing. Mosiello, Sonella, etc. Charles Magnante, probably. Irving Kaufman on the vocal here. 1930, and this sounds peaceful. Sounds very, very an attractive thought, in fact. Swinging in a hammock.
tropic nights and lover's arms, free as a gypsy, while the chant of the jungle is calling to me.
Oh gee, there ain't no justice. I'm off that bimbo now for life. Oh gee, there ain't no justice.
St. Louis Serenaders on Madison, that is actually Fred Hall, Fred Sugar Hall and Arthur Fields, their group. Arthur Fields doing most of the singing, although the band came in to help out toward the end. And you know where he's from. I just said it about eight times. Oh, gee, there ain't no justice, 1929. And that's how I feel most days. Before that, Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, Jack Parker on the vocal on Van Dyke, Chant of the Jungle, 1929. And that's, boy, do we hear that. We hear those throbbing whatever they are. And that's true. And the natives are restless, and I'm even more restless. Greg Hall Studio Band, Irving, yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning. How's that? And then they get up at 7. Oh, yes, indeed. There's the bend, and I'm already around it. Greg Hall Studio Band, Irving Kaufman, Swinging in a Hammock, which I'd like to be doing about right now, 1930. Uh-huh. This is Radiola, and we're awake for the duration. Don't mind us. This music will definitely be worth staying up for. And if you can doze through this, you're better than I am. Ben Pollack and his orchestra, the good early band there. You had Jimmy McPartland and Benny Goodman, of course. Glenn Miller wrote this arrangement in 1927, the Memphis Blues, and here it is.
Thank you. to get back. When I lay my head in that old feather bed, I know I'll be sharing my woe. Just make my cot where the cotton grows.
Dix Beiderbecke and his gang, and what a gang that is. And you heard a lot of Adrian Rollini in there too, and how could you not? Sorry, no apologies whatsoever for that. 1927, even though we have played it on the show and a couple of times before maybe, but no worries there with that. And we'll hear Adrian Rollini playing something else in a bit, but there he is, and Dix playing his heart out on that, and I love that record. Always have. Before that, this is not too subtle, is it? Red Nickel Stompers, and Frank Trumbauer's in that one. Make My Cot Where the Cotton Grows, 1927 on Victor. Yes, that was, yeah, why not? Ben Pollack and his orchestra, Memphis Blues, 1927, with a lineup beyond stellar, and it just was an amazing group. So nothing wrong there at all. This is Radiola, and there's nothing wrong with us. About 2 weeks under sedation wouldn't fix. And I'm Andy Senior, and I need something. Frank Ferreira's Hawaiian Trio, Annette Hanshaw, and this is sweet. This'll calm it right down here. In 1930, it happened in Monterey. That's sweet stuff.
A long time ago, I met him in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left him and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for a sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Our golden crown. just the echoing of her voice brings back to me from the depths of memory.
Chick Bullock, the music goes round and around, and it doesn't stop. Where it stops, nobody knows, because it hasn't stopped yet. 1935, and a great band there, and Chick, of course, always. You'll notice you hear a lot more Chick Bullock on this show than Bing Crosby, and maybe there's a reason for that. The Four Musketeers, a British group, I believe, 1933, Sylvia, and that's sweet. Oh, yeah. Frank Ferrer's Hawaiian Trio, and that Hanshaw, it happened in Monterey, 1930. And this is Radiola, and I'm doing very well. This show resets my angst every week, so by the time I'm done letting off steam here, I'm fine, and I should be ready for the next round of disasters. But generally speaking, it's not bad. I'm having a good time here. Here's Adrian Rollini's trio in 1940, and this is, speaking of sweet things like Monterey and that, the Isle of Capri, but he takes it to, it's a stratospheric level here. I don't know how this could have been recorded in 1940, but it was. So here's the Adrian Rollini trio, Adrian just kicking out those vibes like crazy.
Thank you.
Eddie Condon and his Windy City 7, including Jack Teagarden. Oh, yes, good stuff there. What a group. Jeff Stacy on piano. Sound like Bud Freeman, probably, because he was always in the, around there somewhere. Always those great guys. Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, 1938 on Commodore. And that's, again, that's counterintuitive, yet quite appropriate in the circumstances. Adrian Rollini Trio, Isle of Capri, 1940. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I appreciate you hanging out with me here. And you want to know where the beef is. I've been beefing since I started, so I'm going to stop and finish up here with this. And, again, much appreciate your listening. The Southampton Society Orchestra, that's Sam Lannon leading that. Irving Kaufman on the vocal. When Day Is Done, 1927.
With twilight's dew, my lonely heart is singing with a song. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is done.